Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 14th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled, My Heartfelt Desire to Save Police Officers, by a Falun Gong practitioner in China.
China Fahui, My Heartfelt Desire to Save Police Officers, by a Falun Gong practitioner in China. I was close to tears when I saw the Minghui notice calling for articles for the China Fahui. I'm not exactly sure why, but it could be because of the tribulations I just experienced. It felt like I was on the battlefield of life and death, but now I'm finally able to have a new beginning. When I was previously released from prison, my persecutors still tried to monitor me, so I could not go home or back to work. I moved from one place to another to avoid being persecuted. Truth clarification comes first. Although I was still doing the three things practitioners are supposed to do, I could not openly validate the Fa. I realized that I needed to change this state and become a forthright practitioner. I calmed down and sent forth strong righteous thoughts. I am Master Li Hongzhe's disciple. I am a Falun Gong practitioner of the Fa rectification period. I am one of the beings who is safeguarding the Fa. No one can touch me. I must walk this earth without fear of being persecuted and assist Master in the Fa rectification. I decided to report to my original workplace, although I was still listed as wanted by the Chinese Communist Party authorities. So, obviously, it was a risk. But I was very clear in my mind. Whether I am reporting to my workplace or the police station, my primary goal is to help people understand Falun Gong and the nature of the persecution. Resolving my personal and identifications issue only came second. When I was held in a forced labor camp, the guards tortured me. They used all kinds of methods to hurt my body and nervous system, but without leaving noticeable injuries. I was still frightened to think about it. Stepping forward to clarify the facts about Falun Gong meant that I would have to take the risk of being imprisoned and tortured again. The reality was harsh, and the tribulations were about life and death. Because of all the persecution I suffered in the past, my family members were worried. My wife is not a Falun Gong practitioner. She told me repeatedly, "Don't say anything outside our home. If others ask you, just say you don't practice anymore. You have to avoid getting arrested at all costs." She was frightened because I was in critical condition each time I was released from prison, and she wasn't sure if I would survive, knowing what to do. Even though my family members were very worried, my mind was made up, and I knew what I should do. My wife and I went to report to my workplace. Just as expected, several police officers came to my home the next day and asked me to go with them. To my surprise, my wife said that she would come with me. The police officers agreed. In her eyes, I could see a light sense of sadness as well as courage and determination. When arrested in the past, I said to her, "It would be good if you could come with me, not to say anything, but to stand next to me. This would deter the officers from hitting me." She must have remembered that and was determined to be with me. Once in the police station, we were asked to wait. I continued to send forth righteous thoughts. I am Master Li Hongzhe's disciple. No one can touch me. I must prevent these police officers from committing a crime against Falun Gong. I will disintegrate all the evil factors. It was important that I clarified the facts and told them that Falun Gong is good, and to make them understand that practitioners are being wrongfully persecuted. Then officers from all levels, the local police station, upper branches, the city police department, domestic security, and other responsible entities interrogated me. On the surface, it was as if everything was moving forward smoothly, but I knew that it was a battle between good and evil in other dimensions. Master said, quote, "We have said that good or evil comes from a person's spontaneous thought, and the thought at that moment can bring about different consequences." End quote. Juan Falan. I went there to help these officers understand the seriousness of their actions and not to face them with hatred. If my thoughts were good and righteous, then I would win the battle. However, if my thoughts were not righteous and filled with hatred or fear, then I would face being persecuted again. Master said, quote, "Cultivators have no enemies, and nobody is worthy of being Dafa's enemy. The purpose of exposing the evil is to stop it from doing evil," end quote, turning the wheel towards the human world from The Essentials of Diligent Progress, Volume 3. Even though the police officers and prison guards wanted to do me harm and tried to force me to go insane in the past, I knew in my heart that they were not my enemies. They committed crimes because evil factors were manipulating them. I knew that I must eliminate those factors. Interrogation turns into truth clarification. The interrogation gave me the opportunity to clarify the facts. They were recording everything and demanded that I sign documents. I thought, if what they have on paper is what I said and nothing is there to harm my faith or me, then I can sign it. This is as if I told them the truth under my real name. It is basically giving them an opportunity to no longer commit evil. Otherwise, I will not sign it. Falun Gong, I started, tells people to be good and to follow the principles truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Falun Gong is a good practice and not a cult. China's Central General Office and the General Office of the State Council officially recognized 7 evil cults in Office Document 1995 No. 50, and Falun Gong was not included. The Ministry of Public Security officially recognized 14 evil cults in Public Security Document 2000 No. 39 and Public Security Document 2005 No. 39, and Falun Gong was not included. Article 300 of the criminal law that has been used to persecute Falun Gong practitioners also does not mention Falun Gong. I continued, it was Jiang Zemin who called Falun Gong an evil cult, yet there is no Chinese law calling it a cult. It was an unconstitutional act by him. Jiang called Falun Gong an evil cult when being interviewed by a Le Figaro reporter on October 25, 1999. The People's Daily then published an editorial on October 27, 1999 that slandered Falun Gong, but neither Zhang's words nor the People's Daily article can be viewed as laws, but they were used to justify the persecution of Falun Gong and its practitioners. Many of the officers had not heard of the publications I mentioned. They said, "Really? There are these kinds of documents? I'll check." Some seemed to understand it and did not say anything. To stop them from committing any further crimes, I told them that there was no legal basis for persecuting Dafa practitioners. I continued, the 4th plenary session of the 18th Central Committee passed decisions of the CPC Central Committee on major issues pertaining to comprehensively promoting the rule of law on October 23, 2014. There are 2 main parts. One is to implement a lifelong responsibility system for cases handled by an individual. Second is to implement a system to go back and reinvestigate the responsible people for wrong cases. The leaders in power today are emphasizing ruling the country by law. They will investigate and punish the real criminals. A fundamental focus of these criminal laws is the principle of legality. There is no law or formal document from the central government that outlaws Falun Gong. The wrongful cases against Falun Gong practitioners will be reinvestigated in the future. Released after one last interrogation. It was getting pretty late when I was told, "You still have to go to the enforcement center with us. It won't take long before we get back." I held no fear. In my heart was my faith. I saw my wife still standing and waiting there when we got to the door. She saw that I was being taken somewhere and cried. I held her hands and said, "The end result will be good. Wait for me." The police told her that we would be back soon. She asked if she could go along, but there was no space in the car. The officer appeased her and said, "Don't worry, he will come back soon." On the way, I noticed that they were recording the entire trip. I thought, "That's great. The more people that hear about the facts of Falun Gong, the better." I then mentioned the discovery of Guizhou's hidden character stone. "You must take a look at that stone. You can search for it on Baidu.com. Baidu is not run by Falun Gong practitioners. The stone is real. It was analyzed to be about 270 million years old. There are 6 characters, but people only dare talk about the first 5, which say, the Chinese Communist Party. Why? Because the 6th character stands for perish. Researchers from the Chinese Academy of Sciences investigated this twice. You can go online and look for yourself. Probably due to my Xinxing shortcoming, I could not help any police quit the CCP and its youth organizations that day. They would quietly listen to me and then, after a while, tell me to take a break. So I only told them the basic facts. When we arrived at the one-stop case investigation center, I was told, "Your case has 2 possible outcomes. One is to release you. The other is let you go on bail." In this hearing, I was questioned from all levels of police. Then they brought me back to the police station. I didn't know the outcome, but I continued to clarify the fact. It was very late, and 2 police officers arrived from the domestic security division. Even though it seemed that my case was over, the officers seemed reluctant to let me leave. I thought maybe the 2 came to hear more persecution facts, so I clarified the facts some more and also warned them, "You don't want to break the laws as a law enforcement personnel." I asked one of the officials for his name, but he kept quiet. So I told him about the promoting the rule of law decision passed down by central government. "Can you take lifelong responsibility for my case? In the future, this will be reinvestigated for sure." He seemed a little nervous and still did not say anything. I was told that I could go home close to midnight. Once outside, I saw my wife standing nearby, and we walked home.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.